So, exactly how did Johnson go about fixing this significant problem on how bad candidate experiences were impacting poor customer retention and damage to the brand and this media cable company? His story may help us all raise our own bar and that of our team in recruiting. Now, many leaders might have begun this whole thing by just laying out the facts and the metrics and then criticizing the recruiting and interviewing process and telling them to get their act together and make it a good experience, etc. And remember, he was new to the organization. And if you've ever been new, you know that it takes a long time to gain trust about your leadership skills. But instead of criticizing and demanding specific ways to interview, he adopted what he called the gold standard interview program. The first step in this program was educating about the gold standard, and he did this by first recording videos asking their company's personnel how they would and wouldn't want their friends and family to be treated during an interview. So, in other words, he started making it personal, and they could all relate to this. Second, he actually had the director of sales for the organization, usually with little connection to the recruiting department, to create an award, a monthly and yearly award for the recruiting team member who was giving the best candidate experience. You see, by doing this, he's connecting the overall big picture of the cable company, company's bottom line, that is growth and retention of subscribers, to the soul of recruiting. The results of this saw tremendous change. One story on LinkedIn about this particular story talked about a particularly odd character on the sales recruiting team who was trained in this way. And he was good at sales, but probably one of the worst at interviewing. And apparently, he thought his time was more valuable than anybody's. He had candidates do crazy things like sell him a pen, which we actually had a director of sales once tell us, or in a recruiting company, a real estate company tell us that she does it this way. But anyway, I digress. Bill the Butcher embraced the training program. Within a month, Johnson says that he was explaining to candidates why they weren't a right fit if they weren't, how they can improve. He even followed up with them to make sure that they were looking for other good job opportunities and felt comfortable with him in the process. So 450 hiring managers completed the training program, and top leaders within the organization are singing the program's praises. Everybody continually wants to know how they can improve the experience. They want to know their scores all of the time, and they want to win that award. And here is the big picture advantage of all this. The cost of acquiring new customers was 10 times cheaper to gain business through the recruiting program than through the traditional marketing. So here are some quick tips from the example that perhaps your team can apply. Number one, determine how you will treat applicants and who can be customers differently in each interview, in each interaction. Acknowledge all candidate responses quickly and directly, which is respect for them. Send thank you notes to those who you reject. Follow up with them to make sure that they're okay. Consider giving them honest feedback of what you saw, what you observed in their resume, in themselves, in the interview that perhaps didn't make them a good fit, how they can improve, and how that perhaps can follow up with other organizations. And perhaps in an initiative on the candidate recruiting experience with surveys to help you measure and improve this process might be valuable as well. Talk to you next week.